to you about how to mitigate ebbs and flow in one's life. There are certain things that are just truths. We are all going to encounter hardships, adversity, and difficulties throughout life. But as was stressed in this module, we have to learn how to respond rather than react. If you would take a look at the stress reaction cycle diagram that was provided in this module, I'd like you to be able to understand the mind-body medicine that is involved in a stress reaction so that you could better mitigate when you find yourself in heightened emotion. In the diagram, you can see that we have to encounter external stressors, events that happen to us that can create stress in us. And what is created is called internal stress events. They affect our cardiovascular system, our musculoskeletal system, our nervous system, and most importantly for those of us who have gone through trauma, our immune system. The mitigating process that allows us to navigate outer stress and inner stress is our perception appraisal. And it is exactly what it states. Depending upon how you perceive the stress encounter is how you will react or respond to it. Typically, most of us will have a flight or fight reaction, particularly when in situations that are of high stress. In these cases, what happens is the hypothalamus and the pituitary gland start to release hormones into the adrenal gland, which cause an increased hyperarousal. Our blood pressure, our pulse rates increase. This is a way for the body to inhibit some of the stress reaction. But what happens is that unlike others who, when they're in this heightened arousal state, they're able to mitigate it based on their perceptions and their learned behavior, they're able to decrease their stress quite rapidly. But for some of us who have lived through high-stressed, trauma-based history, we can develop what is called toxic brain. And we sometimes have prolonged stress reactions, or our stress reaction does not turn off when it should. In these cases, it's really important to learn coping mechanisms. As you can see on the diagram, there are several negative, maladaptive coping reactions that occur when you're in this heightened, prolonged state of arousal. Some of them are arrhythmia, sleeping disorders, chronic headaches, backaches, anxiety, irritability. And unfortunately, what it can lead to at times is very self-destructive behavior, overworking, hyperactivity, overeating, and even in some cases, dependency vices such as substance use or caffeine or food. Eventually, over time, being in this heightened stress reaction could lead to physical and psychological exhaustion. You could lose your drive, your enthusiasm, your motivation. You could fall into depression. And sometimes there is genetic predisposition. But the most detrimental aspect is that it will have a detrimental impact on your organs and your immune system. And there's a higher prevalence of individuals with heightened arousal states suffering from heart attacks, cancer, and other immune-related ailments and diseases. For this reason, I am very passionate about teaching individuals how to self-regulate stress reactions and how to decrease stress when your body tells you through tightness of shoulders, tightness of muscles in other areas of your body, shortened breath, irritability, a lack of concentration. These are all indicators of being in a heightened stress reaction. The simplest strategy that I can share with you when you find yourself in this acute state is to stop. You need to stop, reflect, breathe, and count to 10 to try to calm yourself and to bring all of your internal body functions to a normalized level as quickly as possible. Increased awareness is one of the greatest tools that you can have in your toolkit. Now, we're going to practice a little guided relaxation. I want you to just focus on your breath. I want you to visualize taking a large amount of oxygen into the pit of your lungs, deep, not shallow. And I want you to take 5 cleansing breaths, just as I described, deep into the pit of your lungs. And for the count of 5, as you're taking in oxygen, I want you to take the same count for exhalation. And I want you to repeat this 3 times. So we're taking 15 cleansing breaths. While you're doing this, I just want you to just release and let go. And keep focusing on your breath. If you practice this on a daily basis, you will be able to self-regulate your arousal state.